just don't feel like no home. Saying, come back, Mr. Callback. To my tears, I know you can't say no. Saying, don't you forget me, wherever you may go. Mr. Callback, please come home. Mr. Callback, please come home.
Tell me about your song, Mr. Callback.
Yes, Mr. Callback was kind of a song about the shades of gray associated with being in an on-again, off-again relationship, and one that wasn't particularly healthy, but it was just kind of me letting myself move on without feeling the guilt of that, of when that callback does come to be able to say, no, that's not the best thing for me.
When do you feel most in your element personally? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
That's a good question. I would say there's two distinct sides to me. The bulk of who I am as a person, I'd say, is relatively introverted. So the writing process for me is always the most enjoyable on that side of things, but I've also come to learn to love, and just love in general, performing and the outlet that is, because of the connection it makes with other people. So I would say between writing and performing, because I've never been much of a perfectionist, although I did really enjoy the recording process, I don't know if I could see myself becoming just a career recorder, if that makes sense. For me, the performances and the writing are the most rewarding part.
You've played lots of shows around Western Canada, and I'm sure you have all kinds of good memories, but can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a particularly memorable one?
That's a good question. There's been a number of them. I've been touring a lot with my good friend Sean Rollins, and we've been just enjoying most of them. So there's a listening venue in Parksville called Ground Zero, which is always great. We've played there a few times, and it's just always a very welcoming, hospitable crowd. And and a real listening venue where people are sitting and listening. And we play a number of like brewery gigs and pub gigs as well, which you tend to fade into the background. But I'd say that those ones are always pretty memorable. Yeah.
What is the very worst and also the very best piece of advice that you've ever been given about pursuing a musical career?
Oh, that's good. The worst one, which is, and it's not necessarily career related, but we were playing a show at Shaw's Landing in Port Alberni, and a gentleman handed me a piece of paper, and it was from on the McDonald's coffee cups that are insulated. They have the rewards programs with stickers, and you can peel that piece of paper off, and it's like a card. And he had a stack of these cards, and on the back of one, and he said, this isn't my advice to you, but this is advice somebody else gave me. And it just said, ditch the whiskey voice, kid. And that one, I just had a good laugh on. I tour in, I own a motorhome, and that's what we tour in. So we have kind of a wall of debauchery now. And that's one of the things that's on there, as well as parking tickets and all that fun stuff. That's, I would say, probably the worst. And as far as best goes, the best metaphor I was thinking of, I was lucky enough, I played a charity gig on Mount Seymour, and one of the auction items was to have coffee with Dan Mangan, and I won that, so that was pretty cool. So I met with him and had coffee, I think, probably 2 years ago now. And but the way he described it from a career trajectory perspective was that it's kind of like, music's kind of like pushing a boulder uphill, and eventually it'll get to the top and it starts to roll on its own. But he says, be patient as you take the time to push the boulder up the hill.
That is a great metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the next few months?
Yeah, over the next few months is kind of an admin period for me as I'm back to work and saving up money to be able to do some more studio recordings, as well as booking for this summer. So I do have a couple shows coming up on weekends. I have a few on the island coming up, and then some February gigs as well. But for the most part, is sitting in front of a computer and sending emails and trying to look at festival applications, as well as just booking a bunch of other shows. And hopefully at the end of February, I'm going to be in the studio to do another single or two.
Do you have a website or social media where we can keep track of what you're up to?
Yeah, I'm online at TylerBartsheyMusic.com, and we'll be either Tyler Bartshey or Tyler Bartshey Music on all the other social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Is This My Home? What can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, Is This My Home? is kind of a happy existential crisis song in the sense of I went to university in Ontario, and when I moved back to Powell River, I wasn't sure if it was going to be my long-term home or if the situation, which I was moving in with a significant other of the time, was going to be a permanent situation, and was questioning that, but also at the same time knowing that kind of home is where you lay your hat, and I was happy in those situations. So it was a healthy questioning song that was just a fun one to play and a fun one to write.
Very relatable too. Tyler, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you very much for having me on.
If words built the world, why do we take shelter under sticks and stones? Don't fear broken bones, but I wanna know my home. Isn't it from these rocks and trees to bear the weight? Or do I have to wait to see if what you say holds it all to? Is this my home? Is this my home? the same place. I don't care if the old me would have had to say that that's stationary. Wanna watch things go from blossoms to fruit to homemade wine. Don't have to worry about killing time, cause we'll always have this garden to mind. This always is my home. I'm knowing now, there is no doubt in my mind. This place is my home and a place to grow and feel alive.